We are up to a Simen Tov Kuf Tes Vav Siv Hei, and that's what we'll be doing today. Siv Hei. Dover Shein Bemino Bemechuber Veinam Mechusar Tzeda. A non-Jew brings something on Yontif that doesn't grow on trees and it does not need Tzeda, so that we'd have no reason to suspect that he did that. Im Bo Mitoch HaTchum Mutur Lakol. So if he comes from within the Tchum, everyone's allowed to use it. Whereas if it comes from outside the tchum, so this we saw that here Chazal asered, but by unlike any other iser, Chazal over here said it's only aser for the one that it was done for. So we learned aleph because it's an iser drabanan, and that's the rule in drabanans. And beis tchumen is the exception, even if you hold yud beis milin as a daraisa. However, here, Chazal were mekel because tchumin are one person's tchum and someone else's michutz l'tchum. So who they asered for? The person that it was done for, ulchol b'nei beiso. We say that all the members of his family have the same halacha. Avo mutter l'talt l'metoch dal rames, you're allowed to carry them within four rames. The rule is if something came from outside the tchum, we learned in Hilchas Tchumin, since with regard to the object, it was always considered bal karchol, the object had no say in the matter. Therefore, it is mutter to carry within four ames, or if you're in a building, in the entire building, or a city that has a wall around it where we assume that it was hukaf ladira. By the way, the same goes for a city that has tzuras ha-pesachs, for the sake of an eruv. O mivtzar, not a place meant for living, but yadua shehukaf ladira. You know that the wall around it was made for the sake of dwelling. So there the halach is that there's no, you're allowed to move it over there, even though it came from Michutz Latchum. V'cheirum mutarim afla ochlam, others, Chazal didn't ask for a thing, they can eat them on Yontif. Ula erev Yontif rishin, tzarech la'amdim misha huva b'shvilo b'chvei sheyaseh. The halach is that for the night, someone that was brought b'shvilo, where it's usher, it's also that day, and then the night it's going to be mutter. Not, but you have to wait b'chdei sheyaseh. Hagol mutar machakach afil ledidon shnogam lachman b'shar dvarim kamoshin isbar. Even though when something was pulled off a tree, we're machper for yontif sheni, not so where it came only mechutz latchum. Now, there are a few questions that come up. One is, a non-Jew comes to town and he's selling stuff. What would we say? It was done for Jews or for non-Jews? So if he is a member of the city, and it's known that most of the inhabitants are Jewish, then it's aser, otherwise it's going to be mutter. Whereas, if he's somebody who comes from the outside, so there are those who say that he doesn't know. He goes by Ruba the Alma. He knows in most places the majority are not Jews. Now, why b'nei beiso are aser? Because we say that the person brings it, he has in mind also for your b'nei bayis. How about orchim? So the Mishnah Berurah comes out like this. Orchim that are regulars at your house are aser. Whereas, what about someone that you just happen to have invited that day? That's a machlokis. Somebody that you invited after the non-Jew brought it is definitely mutter. Yeah, now outside four ames, if it came from Michutz L'Tchum, then outside four ames, or outside an enclosed building, you're not allowed to carry it at all.